We have to hold our own internationally. We are a small country. People can easily forget to invite you to a meeting. But we get invited to meetings because they hold us in some regard, and they hold our leaders in some regard. But when we meet at meetings, we assess one another. I read my brief, he reads his brief. My brief tells me about his politics. His brief tells him about my politics. And I read the brief will say, he looks okay, but he's got a very difficult election coming up, or he has just had a very difficult election, and somebody is challenging him, and he may not be here in a few months' time. We meet. I say hello, he says hello. We are very polite to each other. Of course, between leaders, we are all, most of the time, polite to each other. But I know you know. And if I think you are not going to be there in a year's time or 5 years' time, I have to make my calculations, and when I deal with you, I deal with you a certain way, because you can't commit, you can't promise, you can say yes. How can you deliver? Similarly, if they look at us and conclude that the Singapore PM cannot deliver for Singapore, what's the point of talking to the Singapore PM? So, what happens within Singapore, the elections, their results are being watched very carefully by investors, by foreign leaders, and will have a big impact on Singapore, on your lives. And therefore, please make sure that we send the right signal internationally. This exceptional state of affairs is our superpower. Other people can see it. Can they imitate it? You try. Cannot. It takes 60 years to build and to come here. You lose it, it's gone, and we will have lost it too. Keep it. I ask for your help to keep Singapore exceptional, to keep your government exceptional. Not to reward the PAP for anything which it may have done, but for your own sake,